2 Chronicles, chapter 21. Now Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and Jehoram his son reigned in his stead. And he had brethren, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, and Jehiel, and Zechariah, and Azariah, and Michael, and Shephatiah, all these the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. And their father gave them great gifts of silver, and of gold, and of precious things, with fenced cities in Yehuda, but the kingdom he gave to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram was risen up to the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself, and killed all his brethren with the sword, and also of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab as a wife, and he wrought evil in the sight of Yahweh. Howbeit Yahweh would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a light to him and to his sons forever. In his days the Edomites revolted from under the dominion of Yehuda and made themselves a king. And then Jehoram went forth with his princes and all his chariots with him, and he rose up at night and smote the Edomites which compassed him in, and the captains of the chariots. And so the Edomites revolted from under the hand of Yehuda to this day. The same time also did Libnah revolt from under his hand, because he had forsaken Yahweh, Elohim of his fathers. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Yehuda, and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication, and compelled Yehuda. And there came a writing to him from Eliah the prophet, saying, Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of David your father, because you've not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Yehuda, but have walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and have made Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a-whoring, like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and have also slain your brethren of your father's house, which were better than yourself, behold, with a great plague will Yahweh smite your people and your children and your wives and all your goods, and you will have great sickness by disease of your bowels until your bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. Moreover, Yahweh stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians that were near the Ethiopians, and they came up into Yehuda and broke into it and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and his sons also, and his wives, so that there was never a son left to him except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And after all this, Yahweh smote him in his bowels with an incurable disease, and it came to pass that in process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness, and so he died of sore diseases. And his people made no burning for him like the burning of his fathers. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and departed without being desired. Howbeit, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. End of chapter 21.